Mira looked perplexed.
Me?
Gundil climbed up and sat on the arm of Craig's chair.
Well, it certainly bain't I. This year, Mola weren't cutted out to be no habess, no miss, nor a habit neither.
Craig chuckled, stroking the mole's fairy head.
You got a point there, friend. I couldn't imagine you in the robes of an abbot.
Gundil folded his digging claws over his plump stomach.
No could I, ma'am. Girt long flowing garments. I'd trip o'er em and bump my head.
Mira held up a paw for quiet.
There's writing on this other page too. That's if you want to hear me read it.
Gundil spoke out the side of his mouth to Craig.
She may have us already, bossing us poor beasters about. We best listen to Miss Hotter.
Mira gave them a look of mock severity and coughed politely.
Ahem, thank you. Now, there are several things written down here. First of all, it says this. Oakleaf, O-L.
Craig passed her the leaf.
Here's the oakleaf. Take a close look at it, Mira.
The otter maid inspected it.
O-L. It's a bit faded, but Abbas Song wrote those two letters here on the leaf.
Gundil cast his eye over the two carefully inked letters.
Hoer, O-L, stands for Hoke Leaf. Were ye Habis a trying to tell us something?
Craig gave his back a hearty pat.
That's sound mole logic, my friend. Read on, Mira.
The next lines Mira read affirmed what Gundil had guessed.
Though I am no longer here, I beg pay heed to me. O-L stands for Oak Leaf. A-S leaves you her key. A-S.
Craig caught on fast.
A-S, Abbas Song. It's simple, really.
Mira interrupted her.
Not as simple as you think. Listen to the second verse. If you would rule this abbey, G-H is the place to be. At the T-O-M-T-W, look to the L-H-C.
Gundil scratched his snout in puzzlement.
Hoor! They're a good lot of letters.
Mira smiled confidently.
Let's go down to the gatehouse and find out, shall we?
Craig had eased herself from the big armchair.
Gatehouse?
Mira took her friend's paw.
Of course, G-H, gatehouse. Lend a paw here, Gundil.
Even with their help, the badger mum had great difficulty managing the stairs. When they reached the bottom step, Craig sat down, shaking her huge striped head.
Oh, you two carry on to the gatehouse. I'll wait here. I'm not as spry as I once was. Don't get that parchment wet with rain.
Mira took the scroll carefully into her apron pocket.
But, Craig, don't you want to come with us and find out what it all means?
The blind badger sighed wearily.
I'll only slow you down. You can let me know what you found out when you come back. Go on now, you two.
When they had gone, Burab, who had been banished from the kitchens, sauntered by.